Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's something we've never tried before, and I kind of, like, this is going to require some work on all of our parts, which I know we hate this.
Oh, boy.
That's the part we've never tried.
It's a brand new year, mm-hmm. and there are psychics out there in the world who've made predictions for 2025.
Yes.
What's the overall feeling in this room about psychics? Because I'm 100% in. I think there are charlatans out there, mm-hmm. but I also think there are people who get vibrations or something and can, like...
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm skeptical by nature just in general about everything, but there's some, and I think there's a lot of charlatans that give them a bad name, but there is sometimes something that you can't explain it, the vibrational mm-hmm. whatever. You're like, and
it's like the psychics in a big room who go, I'm getting a feeling about somebody and water, and then somebody raises their hand. It's like, well, okay, well, like... That's not the
That's
same as like
pretty generic.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting down with Aaron and mm-hmm. go, I'm sensing a name, it starts with a K, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? Without mm-hmm. researching Aaron, there's 26 letters in the alphabet. How'd you pull a K?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty remarkable. But if they're like, it's in the middle of the alphabet, you're like, K, it's like, okay, well, you're
filling in
yes.
the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what I want to do, and with y'all's permission, let's read some of the psychic predictions.
For the new year.
Yes. Mm. And then okay. at the end of the year, we come back to this and go, nailed it, didn't nail it.
Okay.
And if anybody in this room is feeling any saucy predictions.
Ooh, right. Okay.
We can throw them out here because here's what happened. Somebody pulled together some of the bigger online predictions for 2025.
Okay.
And... we've all got it in front of us. There's a couple on here that I feel are 100% true.
Me too.
Okay, start. What do you think is 100% going to happen?
This prediction, I think, definitely will happen. A beloved 90s sitcom will yep. announce a controversial yep. reboot yep. featuring AI-generated versions of original cast members who have passed away, and it will spark intense public debate.
Can I tell you, I don't know if this was in the 90s, but Lost. That is my guess. There's going to be a Lost spinoff or something. Reboot.
It was so weird.
What?
I just binged the whole thing again.
I've not seen a single episode. I just know that there was a lot of...
It's really good.
The ending was bad or
is
something.
Is anybody dead? They definitely... It's like a lot of shows, what I think happened with Game of Thrones, but like, I don't even know if J.J. Abrams knew what he wanted to do with Lost, and then it became big, and then it was just like a lot of fan theories became what they did.
I see.
Okay. It was like, oh, I think it's this. And then at the end, it was that. And you're like,
So he was just on the message boards.
Yeah.
Like, they were all on the Reddit threads.
It was that way.
Crap, I got to turn this in tomorrow.
Yes.
What should I write?
ChatGPT. Right.
They literally did. There's other things like that where the fan fiction became what? Like people writing fan fiction, they were like, oh, yeah, just make that the script for the final episode. Just get after it. Like, I don't. But I do agree with that. I don't think anybody's dead and lost, though.
Oh.
My prediction for this was going to be Full House with Bob Saget, who passed away 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think he's
but
like America's dad.
But they already had Fuller House.
Yeah, but this is
going
to
bring Bob back. Yeah, I see that. I was going Friends. I was going Matthew Perry.
Oh, that's a good
Matthew
one.
I don't think they're going to touch that this year. Maybe in a few years, not this year.
Mm. But we all agree that's coming.
Yeah, something. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some sort of Friends reboot.
But what if they did, like, just a whole show of like Friends House, and it's like Bob Saget, Matthew Perry, like, you know what I'm saying? Like combine.
And yeah, to
make
do
a
new
full
show.
On AI show. And here comes Chandler And I don't know Bob Saget's character.
Danny Tanner.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I love that,
that
show.
That would spark intense debate. People, that makes me feel even weird.
At the end of the year, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this and see if there has been an AI show.
Okay. Right. You agree with that one too?
I have that circled as one of the ones. The other one that I really think is going to happen, except half of it's wrong, an AI generated song will win a Grammy, only to be disqualified when it's revealed to contain subliminal messages.
I have been listening to a lot of AI music lately.
And it's
pretty good.
It's stupid good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know? You like search AI or does...
It's Girly Productions or whatever, and all of it is AI.
Oh.
So do they make it sound like something? Because I've also seen like, here's Morgan Wallen doing Kanye. And you're like, Morgan covered Kanye? But they've sampled... There's enough AI Morgan. Of Morgan's voice, and then they just did like dropped Kanye in there, and you're like, what? And it's good.
Interesting. I guess I have heard that with like There I Ruined It, where he takes like two very different songs. Like he'll take Metallica and put the Beach Boys lyrics
like,
on.
Do a mashup?
Yeah.
Oh.
So good. So good.
Bad news for DJs.
Yeah.
I think you might be out of a job this year. We might all be out of jobs. There's enough audio.
I play real songs. I'm not giving you fake.
No, but how would you even know? Like you're playing. Yeah. Oh, here's a new Ariana Grande, and it's like it's not.
You're right. I wouldn't know at that. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, Aaron, what do you got?
Well, I definitely think that Taylor and Travis are getting engaged.
Do we happen to know? And I don't know if it's a Googleable fact, what Taylor's shelf life is for relationships. Because she's a lot like Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Joe was the longest.
At how long? Like, what is the average length of Taylor Swift's relationships? Because it feels like she has like a cycle. And this one's different because Travis is nothing like anything she ever dated.
They were together 6 years, her and Joe.
They were?
Mm-hmm.
And Calvin Harris, they were together for a few years too, right?
I think so.
Before Joe.
So that's why I think this one is so strong that they just need like 2 years. And
but you don't think this is a little bit of a publicity thing? It made them both a ton of money.
I truly don't.
You think this is love?
Yeah. Maybe I'm naive, a little hopeless romantic.
You think just engaged, not...
Yes, just engaged.
Okay, let me ask you this. I swear. Okay, so we have our three predictions that we're going to look into. Mm-hmm. AI sitcom, AI Grammy, two AI things, and then Taylor and Travis.
I mean, I have a bunch of other random small ones, but that's the main one.
But let me just throw this out there. When you're of a certain age and a certain financial means, why would you get engaged? Because I don't understand that. People get engaged to go like, let's start saving for the wedding. They can snot. They wipe their butt with wedding money.
I think that's how it used to be, but it's almost like that.
Rent a chateau. Buy the chateau.
Yeah, but it's still like almost a second honeymoon period, like the pre-honeymoon period.
If I'm Travis Kelce and I want to marry Taylor, I'm getting down on one knee. She says yes. I'm like, Thursday work for you?
You still want to enjoy that time together as fiancés.
Why?
Plan the wedding. No. Yeah. Get everyone, all your friends to come. Yeah, I thought that's what it's more about is getting time to plan and get everyone a heads up.
I'm saying this about me.
And how has that worked out for you?
No, I'm saying, okay. Wow. I was saying I was manifesting positivity in my life, evil ogre. I'm saying if I were to get married again,
yes,
I don't need to be engaged.
Because you've already been married twice. Taylor and Travis have not been married. They want to enjoy it. I'm speaking on behalf of them because that's what I think.
I would like to do this. We're gonna test our predictions, but send in your predictions to 303-222-5423 at the end of the year. What date? We don't have to, or do we want to do it this time next year, or we do it?
Do we wait until the year is closed out? Because what if they get engaged on December 31st?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
no, maybe. They have to get engaged before Christmas break.
Okay.
Okay.
And an AI-generated song, and Chandler and Danny Tanner have to do a show. Before December, whatever.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.